producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good day program, thinking about what's going on in the world. Quote of the day today comes from the folks at Papa John's Pizza. They have some restaurants in Russia, and their promo code for getting a discount is Joseph Stalin. If you want a discount of Papa John's Pizza in Russia, it's going over there about as well as a dry wedding in Siberia. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Good Day Program. Ken Kessler is now working on the production. What do we call this, Richie? The production components of the program.
Yes.
So that what we sound pretty.
Well, you know what? He's been staying up all night. Somebody asked me, sent me a question yesterday. Where is Ken? And I didn't address it yesterday, but Ken has been working all night long for years and years and years and years. He has a lovely wife, and he doesn't. I talked to her yesterday. I said, "How do you like sleeping with your husband now?" She says, "You're very appreciative. Thank you."
And she said, "I'd like it even better if you stopped calling us in the middle of the night."
Click.
No.
No. It was the middle of the afternoon, actually, when I talked to her.
Oh, okay.
So Glenn Frey passed away.
Oh.
A lot of people are worked up about that. The thought of the day today, you get up in the morning, you go out there, you fight, you slug away, you deal with different obstacles that we have in our life, but we have to enjoy every single day of our life, extract joy from your life. He was 67, passing away from things that were complications of drug usage.
Joe Walsh is still walking.
I know. Well, never, not only him. Well, what's his face from the Rolling Stones?
Richards.
He's talking about him.
Yeah, but within the Eagles, Joe Walsh was definitely the abuser there. Glenn Frey and those guys cleaned up fairly early on, but sad.
It takes its toll.
It does.
The Academy of Ocean Pictures. Wait a minute. The Academy of Motion.
Different.
Ocean Pictures.
That one's a little fishy.
Flipper up for an Oscar.
Okay. It depends on the color of Flipper's skin.
What was that violent whale movie? Was it
Moby Dick? The one that was just out?
Was it called Moby Dick, or was it something else on the takeoff?
Something else, but
And the Academy of Motion Pictures, a black orca would not have been nominated this year, correct?
No, that's correct, right? So the Academy president says
Great White would have.
Right, exactly.
The Academy is heartbroken and frustrated over the lack of Oscar diversity. That none of the nominees in the Best Actor category are black. Prompts calls from celebrities to boycott the Oscar telecast next
year. Good. Yeah. I hope they do. I hope they all boycott, and I hope they have a great time doing it. How ridiculous is this? Chris Rock is the host of the show.
Right.
The head of the Academy, who's embarrassed, is black.
Black. Right.
Give
Gil Robertson is his name.
But the people who vote?
Well, 94% of the voters are Caucasian. 77% of the voters are male. The median age of the voters 62. All right,
you know,
so does that lead to diversity?
I think black people should actually take this as praise that they don't get Academy Award nominations like they think they should. Because here's the thing. We know what types of movies get nominated for Academy Awards. They're the ones that no one's ever seen. They're the ones that no one's ever heard of.
This year, that's a little different.
The only two mainstream ones are The Revenant and The Martian. Everything else is Brooklyn, Spotlight. That's not a big film.
Absolutely big film.
No,
absolutely.
Nobody.
Yes, Bronze.
Rich. Who's in Spotlight?
And Doug, you saw Concussion. Did Will Smith deserve a nod?
No.
He answered my question.
No. The answer to your question is that there are plenty of people. Mark Ruffalo is a very good actor. What's his face? Why did it just right through my mine, Batman. I did this the other day, too.
Michael Keaton. But can I actually finish my thought here?
Yes,
so,
you may.
Most of the time, these movies are things that people don't really see, but they're critically acclaimed snoozers with political messaging. I'm putting it out there that the African-American actors in Hollywood, which with there are many of them, just make better career choices, and they do movies that actually gross. I mean, look at the stupid Kevin Hart movie. That movie, maybe he's not getting an Academy Award nomination.
You're right on that.
But he's cashing in big time. Cha-ching.
And so is Will Smith.
Well,
of course.
And so is Ice Cube. Last year, Kevin Hart, and but not that The Rock is black. I think he's Samoan, isn't he?
Yes.
Samoan blood. Anyway, they both made over $50 million. So,
and Spotlight, by the way, only made $28 million. I wouldn't call that a monster hit.
Spotlight is an excellent movie. And
it might be. I'm
it.
Not saying it's not. I'm
mainstream.
Just saying it's not a big, gigantic blockbuster.
All right. So here's Dustin Hoffman talking about the lack of diversity in Oscar nominations.
It's always been that way, and it always will be that way. I think the culture that has not been equal is still not equal. In one sense, I guess we've made gains, but in another sense, I don't really think we have. I think that prejudice will always be there. We will never be rid of it, and sometimes it's disguised. If it's not fashionable, certain people keep it, underneath, but it's there.
All right. Agree or not, it's up to you. Here's J.K. Simmons, who's one of the stars coming along quite nicely, thank you. He's a voting member of the Academy, doesn't think about race at all.
I know the last couple of years, or maybe the last several years, that's been an issue. And it's varied a lot from year to year, too. Honestly, my take on that, and maybe this is naive, I mean, I know myself now as a member of the Academy, I'm voting for the films and the people and the performances that moved me the most, and that doesn't enter into it at all. And I think I'm definitely not an expert on the demographics or the yada 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 or what film is more or less deserving, but there were definitely some there are a lot of actors that were deserving of recognition this year, and Idris Elba, Will Smith, come to mind. They're certainly on that list of guys that you go, wow, it's too bad they didn't get nominated. But I whether it's a racial issue or not, I don't know.
Yeah, I think much be made here. The Facebook.com/good day position, our social media, some comments. Oscar boycott the Focus. Tony writes, really? I'm so tired of this. When is it going to stop with blacks versus whites? Why can't it just be about the performance and not the color of the performer's skin? Hello, thank you. Henry writes, if it's not about color, why weren't any non-white actors or actresses nominated?
Maybe they just weren't in a great movie.
Yeah. Well, even Will Smith, you don't have to be in a great movie. We just said that a lot of the secondary movies, if not that many people saw Concussion, they ought to have. But I thought he did a great job. I thought the way he took care of that accent and worked that film, I thought he was superb.
Oscar worthy?
Yeah. Good nomination anyway.
I just searched snubs, black Oscar snubs, to see which movies or actors that they thought should have been nominated that weren't. And there's a movie called Beasts of No Nation, which I have no idea
what
it is.
I have the screener, actually. It's right here in front of me.
Really?
This was the one that, what's Idris Elba, the one that J.K. Simmons was just talking about, was, I think, got a SAG award for. Yeah, outstanding performance by a cast, outstanding performance by a male actor in a supporting role. So Idris Elba is one of the ones.
And then Creed. Some people thought that the movie Creed should have gotten some nominations.
That was actually the biggest controversy that I had heard, and most of it stemmed around the fact that people were ticked off with Sylvester Stallone for not thanking Michael B. Jordan for his performance in Creed, and I think the filmmaker might be black, too.
So Creed is not nominated for anything in the...
Sylvester Stallone got a nomination.
Yeah, okay.
But no black actors, and then straight out of Compton. And then they're buzzing
which
about...
Which got a nominee at the Oscars, by the way.
I guess the kid that's in Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Some people thought he should have got a nod, but Star Wars is never going to get anything.
Yeah, exactly, because it's too good of a movie.
Right.
All right, here's Todd saying, I'm boycotting the Oscars because this was a lousy year for good films. When something as crappy as Mad Max gets an Oscar nod, you know it was an abysmal year in cinema. I don't disagree with it. Mad Max is a piece of trash. And so that the fact that it gets the nomination or the attention that it gets, it is gross, gross, gross. Gabrielle writes, most white people seem to be perfectly fine with an all-white award show, but become enraged at the mere notion of a boycott. That's fascinating. And it is. All of this stuff is fascinating. Food for thought. Comments, please. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. It's 17 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
More than 65 million people provide care for a family member or friends in need. The average caregiver gives 20 hours per week, with 13% spending 40 hours or more. One quarter of caregivers say their own health is fair or poor. If you're a caregiver, your independently owned Health Mart pharmacist salutes you and wants you to know they are there to help. From medication management to expert advice to just a friendly person to talk with, Health Mart cares about caregivers. Find your local Health Mart at healthmart.com. After Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the governor of Michigan yesterday had a bad day.
Oh.
Rick Snyder delivering his annual State of the State address tonight. And before that, a number of people gathered outside of his home in Ann Arbor and chanted for his arrest. Arrest. Said Jan Bendor, quote, many of us think this governor has committed a crime and want to see justice for the city of Flint. The protest was well organized. There was a recall effort against Snyder a couple of years ago. So the focus is on what these people say is poisoning a whole city. Many of you have been listening to me talk about this. I think I may have been the first one to jump on this bandwagon a couple of weeks ago when it became obvious what's going on. The first news of all these people getting sick because of lead poisoning. And then you look at the circumstances. They used to get water out of Lake Michigan, I think. Although that would make sense because it is Michigan, which is pretty clean. But it's expensive. It goes through a filtration process in Detroit, and then they ship it up to Flint. But then the city council said, nah, we got to save money. So they decided to get money out of the Flint River, which has been poisoned by the four automotive plants that are on the Flint River over the years. And now you see what's happening. 21 past the hour. Food for thought on Good Day.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. 3 days of living,
yes, it is time for our My Three Songs contest on the Good Day program as we have focused on yet another different item that may be in your brain that you can get out of your brain to win a swell prize, a book that will help you negotiate your way through life. Life is great when you do the work. Maria Trilogy's book, you can get that if you can figure out what these songs have in common and dial us up at 888-302-3684. Let's see here. We'll start with Nickelback, Richie, and Kid Rock. This was featured in the movie Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle, from 2003. Also turned up a couple of years later as the B-side of their single, Gotta Be Somebody, which topped the charts in the U.S. and 14 or 15 other countries. So Nickelback, Kid Rock, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. Always there.
I've never heard this version.
You never heard this song before?
I've never heard this version.
Oh, really? All right. Okay, so that's song number one. Yeah, keeping in mind that the other two will have some sort of relevance, all three together. Second song in this list, Neil Diamond's Can You Feel the Love?
And can you feel the love?
Little contrast there.
Wow.
Uh-huh. It is way.
What? No, you can't do this in a contest. Can you feel the love tonight? Neil Diamond, the track from his collection of movie album, As Time Goes By, from 1998. This set also featured Neil's take on songs from Casablanca, The Titanic, and Hard Day's Night. All right. Who else recorded this? Maybe a hint. All right, you know this song. It's very typical of the sound. Well, I'd give you too much information. Okay, so we got Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Here's Rocket Man by Shatner.
It's going to be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me back again to find I'm not the man they think I am back home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man.
This guy has tried everything, and everybody pays attention to everything he does.
It always works.
Yeah, it sure does. And you don't have to, I just say Shatner, everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yep.
He was the voice, he was the announcer on the Critics TV Award the other night, and they had so much fun with him because they actually showed him in the booth with an old microphone. It was kind of cool. Anyway, this is not the first thing that Shatner recorded. It was performed at the Science Fiction Film Awards first in 1978. Anyway, he has recorded and released 4 or 5 albums, actually, at this point. This version he re-recorded for his album Seeking Major Tom. Hi. So what are these tunes have in common? 888-302-3684. Let me see here where we can go. How about we talk to Tim, who's in Washington, Missouri. Tim, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. Kind of cold here today, right?
Yes, we've got a weather advisory coming, so welcome to the wonderful Missouri.
I look around the country, and as I go on the air more, just to sort of see what the weather's like, I think I saw 4 below in St. Louis this morning, so Grand Rapids. Where Richie is cold. What is it?
Very cold. Oh, it's like 12 degrees, and then the wind chill's below zero.
Very cool. All right, so what do these songs have in common, Tim?
They were all originally done by Elton John.
They were all written and recorded by Elton John. That is correct. So we'll send you a copy of this neat book that will help your life be better. And we congratulate you. Offer you a good day. Thanks, Tim. Hold on.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. What owners fail to understand is that your dog's bad behavior is not intentional. He simply cannot help himself. A pet's phobia of being left alone, of seeing his guardians leave, is psychologically overwhelming. What owners perceive as spite work, getting even with them every time they leave him alone, is really a behavioral disorder. A fear so great that it takes over the body, mind, and action, dogs can be overcome by fear for which they have no means of coping other than be filled with terror. The resulting damage, only an offshoot of their terror and not the problem itself. No matter how much correction afflicted pets receive for the damage they cause, they will behave in the identical manner each time they are left alone because you're not getting to the real root of the problem, a disorder which I term separation anxiety or in some cases abandonment issues. Leave the dog for short periods of time. Make it comfortable for the dog. Leave the radio. Leave the TV on. Leave some special toys down and don't make a big deal out of leaving or coming home and you'll get through the separation anxiety. I'm Warren Eckstein.
21% of all New Year's resolutions are about losing weight, and 14% are about exercise. Health and fitness expert Laura DeAngelis has tips for success.
Schedule activity twice a week and add more days as you get conditioned. Walk around the block several times or take a few trips up the stairs.
And for watching your appetite?
Eating every few hours controls cravings. Kind snacks are great on the go for a boost before or after exercise. They're portion controlled and low in sugar with healthy fats, protein, and complex carbs.
What if you're feeling a flu coming on?
For decades, people have reached for oscillococcinum at the first sign of flu-like symptoms. Studies show it reduces the duration and severity of body aches, headache, fever, chills, and fatigue. It dissolves quickly, and it's for everyone ages 2 to 102.
What about sleep?
S-Plus by ResMed can help you get a better night's sleep. It's a non-wearable device for the bedside that syncs with your smartphone. It helps you relax, then tracks and analyzes your sleep habits, environment, and lifestyle.
For more, visit videopump.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program, motivating you through this Tuesday, the 19th of January. Richie!
Yes?
We are two-thirds of the way through the month of January.
Come on, Dougie.
Why? Where are we going?
Come on.
Slow down, brother. Enjoy life.
I am enjoying it. I love being here with you.
Bye-bye.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. Happy birthday to Nicole and Kip, other Facebook folks. Hello to all of you following us on Facebook.
You forgot to wish me a happy birthday.
When's your birthday? February.
Not until February.
Come on, will you please?
I'll see if I can catch you.
This is the good news and bad news, apparently. Gas prices have fallen to 47 cents a gallon in Houghton Lake, Michigan. People fueling up there yesterday, buying regular gas at the Beacon and Bridge Market. Prices fluctuating. Excuse me. But at one point, they were 77 cents a gallon, then 47 cents a gallon. This is according to Gas Buddy and a staffer at the location. The cost is well below the national price. The national average today is $1.84. So how do they get it from $1.84 to 47 cents a gallon? Apparently, it's all about competition. Isn't it great the way competition, the marketplace, sets the price of things? So they're having a gas war. Come to our... And by the way, now, when you go into the gas station, many times, because of the way this is being done now, it's not really a gas station. It's not really a service station anymore. It's a place for you to go spend your money, buy stuff. Buy cookies, candy, hot dogs, drinks, trinkets, buy things for your car, all kinds of stuff. So the major force in terms of profit is not outside, but inside. And I find it interesting that there is now a move afoot among some gas station owners and retailers to not allow you to pay at the pump. They want you, you'll see this trending, they want you to come inside the store to pay, so you'll go, it's like going to the Cracker Barrel for dinner. Ever been to a Cracker Barrel? Neither of you have been to a Cracker Barrel.
I've been to a Cracker Barrel.
I don't think I have that kind of Cracker Barrel.
I live along the 95 corridor on the East Coast. There's a Cracker Barrel everywhere.
Okay. So when you go in there, Richie, you don't get to the restaurant first. You have to walk through this maze. Yeah, it's a store of all kinds of crappy stuff. Yeah, it's junky.
You take the ride, and then you have to exit through the gift store.
Right.
Always.
Yeah. And it's big. That's where they make their money. They are not making their money in the restaurant. They're making their money on the way in and out.
Everybody stops and buys a nut log or a cheese log.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon.
And a license plate with your name on it for your kid's bicycle.
All right. So what does this represent, this focus on
America
gasoline in Michigan? Now I'm getting back to the gas.
Okay. Back to gas.
The price of regular gasoline is now going down. So there are people who are worried about this. I was talking yesterday to my real estate broker who's working on the sale of the big farm. Both of those farms are for sale. I'm trying to keep one of them. If I just sell the development rights off of it, then I can keep the farm and save it for the purposes that I want, setting up an animal sanctuary, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, we were looking at the cost of large homes, which is usually the first indicator of whether the economy is good or bad. And this fellow has four rather expensive homes, $3, $4, $5 million homes, in a couple of different suburbs around Boston. And the only one that's selling is mine. The rest of them are all, they're stuck because they're in neighborhoods where there's nothing else there except a lawn. I have a farm, so there's something you can do with the land. But people who are in positions to spend money for expensive homes have stopped or slowed down. And the reason for that, they say, is because the price of gasoline has fallen so low that it has now endangered serious loans at serious banks, which is causing the stocks of banks to go down. If you looked at the bank stocks yesterday, because of the word about how many of the banks have loaned money to oil companies that are drilling and service companies, that kind of stuff. We're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars in loans that are in jeopardy because they've all stopped doing their work because gas is too cheap. And so when we think it's good that the price of gas is low, Richie thinks it's good, Jennifer thinks it's good, I think it's good, you think it's good, because it costs you a lot less, you can do a lot more, you can spend your money doing other things. But yet, in this reality, with gasoline being as cheap, there aren't people going out and doing, you know, we flooded the market with our own oil because we've done such a good job of producing oil out of shale, digging
OPEC
in places where they want to have the oil. We say domestic oil, why can't we use our own oil? And as Richie's about to say, the OPEC nations are having to beat the price. And so
I think they're playing in this game as well. I think they're trying to run down the price of oil to help strengthen their position and weaken ours.
Yeah.
Yeah, and let's not forget.
And the Chinese economy is affected by this as well.
So, I mean, OPEC has always had a stranglehold on the world's oil, and if we start to get a stranglehold on it,
but you know,
they want to do something to try and take control
of it.
And then don't forget that ever since the dollar has not been backed by gold, the dollar is closely tied. The dollar is the currency of oil.
Backed by oil.
Right. Not only backed by oil, but you do not buy oil on the world market in anything other than the dollar.
Dollars, right. Yeah.
The dollar is tied. So
there was
they can
a
weaken
move.
The oil, they can weaken the dollar, but it's actually going the other way. The dollar is getting stronger, and that's one of the reasons that oil is getting
weaker. Well, and that's why those of you who are going to worry, you'll listen to CNBC and some of the business and money talk radio programs, and they'll tell you, oh, man, this is bad. And I said this to my broker yesterday. You know, this is – people need to – realize, but we have such fear-based thinking in our society, especially these money market managers who are so conservative and really pretty dull when it gets right down to it. They're dull. I mean that in the most negative way you could possibly interpret it.
You want the guy that says, come on, roll the dice, Doug.
Yeah. Well, but under the circumstances, though, here, you just said what is the most important point, that the dollar is stronger than any other currency on the planet and getting
right
stronger.
Now,
because of some of the things that we're talking about here. Industry's coming back a bit in America, and China has fallen off a bit. But, you know, they look at the Chinese market, which is only held, the stock's only held by 90 million people, nobody outside of China for the most part. And so it's a sticky wicket here of information, misinformation. And so I tell you, just stick to your guns. Don't sell things off. Hold on to them, because this too will pass. And so under the circumstances, enjoy the price of gasoline, because it's bound to go back up again anyway.
What's that like? Because in California, we don't get any of the tax money. You're still paying
$3. Right, $3 a month. Right. That's the outrage. If I were a full-time citizen, and even a part-time citizen of California, I want to go out in the street and demonstrate. What are they doing with all this money?
I mean, you've got a governor. I mean, you have a completely Democratic state that supports the governor, and the governor wants to get you out of your car by 2045.
That's
he wants
his
to have
value.
Everybody out right, and he's imposing it with taxes and fees on every citizen of California. So what do you do? It's a tough one.
Well, it is.
I vote him out, which no one's smart enough to do.
In some of the European countries have felt the pinch here, but it's the ones that aren't run well in the first place, like France and Italy and Spain. And there's a economic emergency in France today, declared by the president. It says we're in a state of economic and social emergency. So they've revived hiring, put the government behind the economy. Now, keep in mind, this is a country with a 35-hour work week. But, I've told you about that new movie that's coming out. Michael Moore has gone around to a half a dozen countries. The movie is titled, Which Country Do We Invade Next? And so he goes into a lot of European socialistic countries and extols the value and virtue of how their health care works and how much they work and what the tax situation is. And although the movie is a lot of garbage, there are four or five points in it that are spot on. Not this one, however. How do you stay productive when you're only working 35 hours a week? I don't even know how we stay productive on a 40-hour week, frankly. And really, you look around, we aren't that productive. It's not how many hours people would say you work. It's the quality of how your time is spent at work. And yes, that's true. But when you, I guess I'm bringing this up because it's sort of a false positive. Most people I know don't work a 40-hour week. Most people I know who may have a 40-hour-a-week job are at it in attendance much more because of social media. And so maybe that's the trigger here. I'm not sure what it is, but I know that there's a lot of unemployment in various places in England, in Europe, France, especially in Spain, because of the way they run things. But they're now saying, oh, my God, we can't survive this way. We've got to do something different. So they're turning a lot of attention this week to what they can do to ramp up their economy, because they let the unions get away with murder. The unions have come in and dictated this, 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 and this. And that's what's caused the weakness in the country, as far as I'm concerned. That's what I see here, anyway. 44 after the hour, speaking of what we see, Jennifer brings us up today with a television report. What's going to be premiering? Anything left to premiere in the second half of the season? We'll find out in a moment.
Yeah.
And good day, time.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
This is my deal.
What's your deal?
I just rocked this deal.
You guys are my favorite deal.
We're the real deal, baby.
Woo! I am the
deal.
Let's finish this deal.
Who doesn't love a good deal?
Best deal ever.
So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. TaxAct, the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You've got this.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy. Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds. But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
47 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The Republican National Committee has ditched NBC. Ka-ching at CNN.
Yeah, this isn't a huge surprise because they did such a horrible job. I mean, CNBC did a horrible job on the debate. Yeah, lots of gotcha questions, lots of controversy just for the sake of controversy. So the RNC got together and met and said, you know what? We're going to pull that debate scheduled for February 25th right away from NBC. This will be in advance of Super Tuesday. So it'll be an important debate, and it will go to CNN, if you are a CNN.
Good for them.
Yeah. Now, so premieres.
Stop it.
Do you know how rude, seriously, you guys sound like some
I just ripping up the...
By you guys, I mean you, Doug.
That was the story of Marco Rubio going on the Tonight Show. I would just put that in the wastebasket. Please go ahead, Jennifer.
Well, Marco Rubio is going to go on the Tonight Show.
No, don't waste your time with that. Let's keep
there
going.
There you go. It's his first time. How exciting. Yeah, well, I was going to do some premieres for you because I know asked. So tonight, if you'd like to tune into some new shows or returning shows, Just Jillian premieres on E! That's the story. That's the reality show that Jillian Michaels has now. She was the former coach of The Biggest Loser. Now you get to watch her live life. And apparently she raises bees. How do I know that? Mm. I don't know. There's too much stuff floating around in my noggin. Like a Boss airs tonight on Oxygen, Marvel's Agent Carter back on ABC, Friday Night Tykes on Esquire. Total Divas, which I love, story about all the chicks in wrestling, is on E.
Oh, really?
And the Prancing Elites Project on Oxygen. So that's tonight if you want to catch the premieres. Westworld is a sci-fi drama series that has been big news for HBO. It seems like they've had a lot of problems, and they've just shut down the production of the show. It's temporary, according to the network. They still plan to debut the show later this year, but there was some issues. They had to get ahead of the writing, so that one is shut down for now. High School Musical. This was a really big deal for kids of a certain age. The High School Musical cast, is reuniting for the 10th anniversary of the Disney Channel original movie classic, The Stars. And this movie, by the way, Doug, you're going to say who cares, but it made big stars. Vanessa Hudgens, Corbin Bleu, Ashley Tisdale, Monique Coleman, Lucas Grabeel. They all got together to film nostalgic segments that will air on Wednesday, January 20th during a special rebroadcast of the film. Zac Efron not able to make it because he had scheduling conflicts, but he had a special pre-recorded message for fans.
You would love this movie.
Yeah, it's like Back to the Beach, sort of. It's
totally
like the
60s beach movie redone.
All right, good.
Totally.
Univision has bought controlling interest in The Onion. One wonders why that has happened. And for those of you who are big Facebook users, social media users, go just put Steve Harvey's name into the Facebook Finder and look at this video. It's about 6 minutes long. We have it on our Facebook page, or we will later on in the morning. The highlights of it are superb. What an introspective, intelligent man with a great message. Inspirational, I would call it. Look for Steve Harvey's Facebook page.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now 53 after the hour, it's What's Cooking on the Good Day program, starring Jennifer Horn, who is a cooker in and of herself. I have actually never had a meal prepared by you. Why is that? We always go to a restaurant.
Come on over for dinner.
All right. I'm like, no, I just like to...
I'm a good little chef, especially
Richie's
when I have
a good
time.
Cook. Richie's, of course, trying to start trouble, but that's everybody ignored it, thank heavens. No, Jennifer is I'm told, a good cook. Your father said you're a good cook. Richie's a good cook, I hear. I've never paid much attention to it and don't claim to be. I like to mix things up.
Yeah, you make soup.
Yeah, I do.
Out
I'm
of
good soup
things
person.
That should never be consumed
right.
by humans.
Throw some ice cream and some zucchini.
I
got
to do that.
Chocolate.
I'm going to make some kind of a chocolate soup. But it's going to be expensive. Story at DougSteffen.com about the price of chocolate and why it is that it's so expensive. Jennifer has some other items, very important items, when it comes to food, news, and what cooks and what doesn't cook, coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner. So you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
Needs in the food news. What's cooking in the seed department, Jen Jen?
Lots of seed news today, Dougie. We'll talk about sunflower and chia seeds because they're really good for you and they're pretty easy to incorporate in your diet. But first, Trader Joe's has issued a recall on cashews. I know you're a big cashew fan.
I buy cashews at Trader Joe's. Yeah.
Well, they announced a recall of packaged raw cashew pieces on Friday due to concerns over salmonella contamination. Ugh. The product code says best before 7/17/2016, and there's a barcode number on there. We can post it up on our Facebook page to make sure that you are free from danger, because no one wants salmonella.
Ew. No, I don't like it. I'm not much on E. coli or Listeria either.
I like to give those. I gave all of those up this year for my New Year's resolution. All right, so do you eat chia seeds, Dougie?
I have become exposed to them because of a certain relationship I have. But I wouldn't go out of my way to get them. And if they're presented to me in something, then I'll eat them. Or they're in drinks now, too.
It's easy just to mix into your shake or your salad.
You can put them in yogurt. You can put them in oatmeal.
Whatever I get in that department, from the source, I know is going to be good for me, if nothing else. Man, I like the taste, but it's supposed to be good.
Now, one of the coolest things that you can do with chia, if you want to incorporate them more into your diet, is you can make chia seed pudding. Have you heard about this? This is even something you can do, Doug.
Sounds crunchy.
No, you take, because they get kind of like gelatinous.
Oh, yeah,
is that
yeah,
the
yeah.
right word? So what you do is you pour chia seeds in a bowl, add some almond milk to it, and then just let it sit overnight. And you get a pudding out of it the next day. You can add honey, you could add agave, you could add fruit. Mix it all together. It's a good way to get chia seeds in, and it tastes really good, too. The reason you want to eat chia seeds, Doug, is a new survey is out about why they are just so good for you. One of them is that they're an antioxidant. They have a small serving of chia seeds has as much omega-3 fatty acid in 2 tablespoons as 4 ounces of salmon. So this is a huge amount of omega-3 fatty acid, which is really good for your brain. I know you like to be concerned with that, Dougie.
Yeah.
They're also loaded with fiber. They're high in protein, and they have lots of calcium. Now, the other nut or seed actually making news this week is a sunflower seed. People are calling it the most underrated food of our time. With the big spike in peanut allergies, sunflower seeds are a safe way for people to get, like, sunflower, get that same nut butter thing, you know, that you can get from peanut butter. Yeah?
The oils, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't seem interested in this at all, do you, Doug?
You're
falling asleep back there. I could actually almost hear you snoring.
What are you reading, Doug?
Let's just keep going with this.
Are you watching
report.
Videos?
This is stuff right up your alley, too.
I'm just sending an email to my banker. Don't get excited. Just
all right.
Going.
Well, sunflower seeds make a really good substitute for peanut butter. So if your kids have peanut allergies.
I have. Good stuff. It is.
Do sunflower butter and jelly instead of peanut butter and jelly. Plus, you can send it to school without the peanut butter police being all up in your business.
Isn't that awful? Richie, you and I were talking about that with your son, and how this stuff has gotten so. You see signs everywhere. If you have an allergy, please let us know.
When my kids take peanut butter to school, they are ostracized to the peanut butter table and can't sit with their friends and eat.
You can cover them with chocolate. They taste like M&M's. Really good substitute if you can't have peanuts, and you can use them in place of dairy and a lot of vegan recipes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.